Hi, this is Trish McGregor with your May Star Power Forecast. Thank you for joining me. The best news is that Mercury retro in Taurus ends on May 14th. We also have a second eclipse this month, a lunar eclipse in Scorpio on May 5th. Saturn continues its journey through Pisces, and Pluto continues its transit of Aquarius until June 11th. Here are the major dates to watch for this month. May 5th, the lunar eclipse in Scorpio, happens at 1:43 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Uranus is opposed to it, Mars and Cancer is trine. On March 9th, there's a Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. On May 12th, there's a sextile between Mercury in Taurus and Venus in Cancer. May 14th, that's the day to watch for when Mercury turns direct in Taurus at 11:17 p.m. Eastern and 8:17 p.m. Pacific Time. On May 19th, there's a new moon in Taurus at 11:53 a.m. And Neptune is sextile in Pisces. On May 21st, the Sun in Gemini trines Pluto in Aquarius. Aries. Just like last month started with a solar eclipse in your sign, this one starts with a lunar eclipse in Scorpio in your 8th house on May 5th. Uranus in Taurus is opposed to it. Lunar eclipses often push our emotional buttons, and that will undoubtedly be true with this one too, because of the Uranus opposition. Mars in Cancer trines the eclipse debris, so there's a flurry of activity at home. You may hear news that seems to come out of nowhere, and it may upset you. It concerns your partner's income or resources like credit cards and mortgages. Deal with it quickly and efficiently. On the 9th, there's a Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus in your income area. This conjunction may bring in new income from a surprise project. Run with it, Aries. You'll enjoy it. On the 12th, the sextile between Mercury in Taurus and Venus in Cancer in your 4th house indicates that you may be communicating with a loved one, parent, partner, child, about money. The conversation goes well. It's also possible that an existing romantic relationship enters a phase of deeper commitment. You might move in together or get engaged. With Mercury still retro in Taurus until the 14th, the exact plan should probably wait until after Mercury turns direct. The 14th is when Mercury turns direct in Taurus, so now life can move forward again without major communication snafus. The next Mercury retro begins on August 23rd and ends on September 15th. That one will be in Virgo. The moon at 28 degrees Taurus is on May 19th, and Neptune and Pisces sextiles. The new opportunities that surface will be in your income area and may be connected to a project on the paranormal or on spirituality. Or you may have a psychic spiritual connection to the client who hires you. The 21st features a beautiful trine between the Sun in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius. This one connects your 3rd and 11th houses, making it an ideal day to touch base with your network of colleagues and friends, to update your website or blog, or to send out a newsletter. You'll be getting along with your siblings and other relatives and may decide to host a dinner or other event so everyone can get together. Taurus. May's best news is that Mercury turns direct in your sign on May 14th. The next retro happens between August 23rd to September 15th in Virgo. On May 5th, there's a lunar eclipse in Scorpio in your 7th house. Uranus is opposed to it. Mars at Cancer trines it. These eclipses tend to push our emotional buttons, and with Uranus opposed to it, there may be news that upsets you. The trine from Mars enables you to communicate quickly and effectively about this news, which helps to mitigate the fallout. May 9th features a Sun-Uranus conjunction in your sign. It should be quite an interesting day, Taurus. Use the energy to develop new ideas for your work and keep track of the ideas in a computer file or journal. They'll come in handy later. Uranus is the master of cutting-edge ideas. The sextile on May 12th is between Mercury retrograde in your sign and Venus in Cancer in your 3rd house. This aspect favors communication with a sister or female relative or neighbor, even though Mercury is still retro. It also favors romance, money, and the arts. If you're biding your time until Mercury turns direct, make a list of things you want to do after it turns direct. May 14th. Here it is. Mercury turns direct in your sign. Now your life can move forward again with a minimum of communication snafus. The new moon in your sign on May 19th happens just once a year. Prepare for this one a few days before by visualizing what you would like the next year to be like. More prosperity, romance, marriage, a child, your brand going viral. Neptune in Pisces in your 11th house sextile to this new moon, a major plus for bolstering your network and brand. So touch base with your network, update your blog or website. On the 21st, the Sun in Gemini trines Pluto in Aquarius. The trine connects your 2nd and 10th houses, income and career. So a bonus or raise may be headed your way as a result of something you've done professionally. Gemini. The good news, Gemini, is that Mercury turns direct on May 14th. Until then, you just have to make the best of it. May 5th features a lunar eclipse in Scorpio in your 6th house. Uranus is opposed and Mars in Cancer trines it. Lunar eclipses are about internal events and often push our emotional buttons. This one pushes buttons related to your daily work. Maybe it's a colleague or employer who makes a remark that really rubs you the wrong way. The Uranus opposition means it comes to you out of nowhere. It's that sudden and unexpected. The trine suggests that you navigate it smoothly and it doesn't impact your income. The Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus on the 7th occurs near 12th house. This triggers excitement and optimism about work that you're doing behind the scenes. If you're in therapy, then today may provide you with a major breakthrough. On the creative front, it brings cutting-edge ideas that bubble around in your psyche. On the 12th, Mercury retro in Taurus in your 12th house sextiles Venus in Cancer in your 2nd. Something you're doing behind the scenes pays off handsomely. Venus in your income area can be as fortunate as Jupiter in that area. Then we come to the 14th, when Mercury turns direct in Taurus. Go celebrate. On May 19th, there's a new moon in Taurus in your 12th house. New moons typically bring new opportunities, and these will surface in your 12th house. You may be tapped for a ghostwriting project about as far behind the scenes as you can go, or to some other work at which you excel. With Neptune and Pisces sextile to the new moon, the opportunity you ultimately select impacts your professional life in a really positive way. On the 21st, the Sun in Gemini trines Pluto in Aquarius in your 9th house. Pluto already is transforming who you are from the inside out. This one may have you planning a trip overseas that could be a quest of some kind, or you may be tapped to teach a workshop in your expertise. However this unfolds, use the energy wisely. Cancer. On May 5th, the lunar eclipse in fellow water sign Scorpio falls in your 5th house. Uranus in Taurus is opposed to it, and Mars in your sign trines it. So if someone pushes your buttons, Cancer, do your usual thing to avoid conflict. Walk away from it. It may be a bit more difficult to do because Mars in your sign is urging you to hurry up, hurry up. You may be asking yourself, hurry up and do what? React. On the 9th, the Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus in your 11th house favors your network of colleagues and friends and your brand. It's an ideal day to touch base with your network through a newsletter, to update your blog or website and social media. Cutting-edge ideas are flowing in. Take note. On the 12th, the sextile between Mercury and Taurus and Venus in your sign facilitates the exchange of energy between you and your network. Also, romance could begin between you and someone in your network, or with someone you meet through your network. Just remember that Mercury won't turn direct for another 2 days. On May 14th, Mercury turns direct in Taurus, your 11th house. Now your life can move forward again without communication snafus, or at least without things being tilted in favor of those snafus. The new moon in Taurus on May 19th enjoys a sextile from Neptune and fellow water sign Pisces. The new opportunities that surface will be in your 11th house, and with the sextile connecting that house in the 10th, your career area, you recognize the opportunity to seize. It may have a spiritual or psychic element that somehow bolsters your professional life. The trine on the 21st reminds all of us that Pluto is now in Aquarius. It's trining the Sun in Gemini in your 12th house, so it looks as if you're doing work behind the scenes that will have a handsome payoff. Pluto is already transforming you from the inside out, and that transformation concerns your attitude towards money. Leo. The lunar eclipse on May 5th occurs in Scorpio, in your 4th house of home, family, your personal environment. These eclipses often push our emotional buttons, and for you that push may come from a family member or for someone who is like family. Thanks to the Uranus opposition in Taurus, the incident seems to come out of the blue, catching you by surprise. It may trigger you to lash out at a colleague or coworker, but it's best to keep your own counsel. Wait until Mercury has turned direct to deal with whoever made the comment. On the 9th, there's a conjunction between the Sun and Uranus in Taurus in your 10th house. Use this energy professionally. Share your cutting-edge ideas with an employer or colleague, or use it in some creative way, perhaps as a springboard for a novel or screenplay. The sextile between Mercury in Taurus and Venus in Cancer makes the 12th a pleasant day. It connects your 10th and 12th houses, so it looks like something you're doing in solitude or behind the scenes aids you professionally. You may experience a synchronicity that shows you the way or confirms the direction in which you're moving. On May 14th, Mercury turns direct in Taurus. Go celebrate. On the 19th, the new moon in Taurus brings new professional opportunities. It could be a new job altogether, or a promotion raise, or something else. Thanks to a sextile from Neptune in Pisces, there is a spiritual or psychic element to it all. You're comfortable with the opportunity you select. On the 21st, the Sun in Gemini trines Pluto in Aquarius in your 7th house. If you've been looking for a new business partner, this trine may bring the ideal individual into your life. If you're single, a new romance may start that ultimately transforms your concept of personal partnerships. Virgo, keep in mind that from April 21st to May 14th, Mercury, your ruler, will be retrograde in Taurus in your 9th house. So if you're traveling then, particularly overseas, you may experience sudden disruptions to your travel plans. Stick to the rule of the 3 R's, review, revise, and reconsider. The lunar eclipse on May 5th falls on Scorpio in your 3rd house of communication. With Uranus and Taurus opposed to it, it's likely that someone is going to push one of your emotional buttons, and it seems to come out of the blue. Stay cool and calm, Virgo. Wait until after Mercury turns direct to deal with it. The Sun-Uranus conjunction on May 9th happens in Taurus again, in your 9th house. This one makes for an interesting and exciting day. You experience a lot of cutting-edge ideas, so write them down. They're likely to come in handy later in the month. The 12th features another aspect with Taurus. This one is sextile between Mercury in Taurus and Venus in Cancer in your 11th house. It's an ideal day to touch base with your network of colleagues and friends, to update your website or blog, and to plan your days after Mercury turns direct on the 14th. Get busy, Virgo. Okay, May 14th, here it is. Mercury turns direct in Taurus in your 9th house. On May 19th, another Taurus event. A new moon in that sign with a sextile from Neptune in Pisces. So the new opportunities of this one will occur in your 9th house. It rules your worldview, higher education, foreign countries, cultures, and people, and publishing. Thanks to the sextile, there's an element of the paranormal and spirituality in whatever opportunities you select. Trust your intuition on this one. May 21st is a reminder that Pluto is now in Aquarius. It trines the Sun in Gemini and unites your 6th house of daily work and your 10th house of career. There may be a pleasant surprise with this one, Virgo. You could land a new project that has a nice professional payoff. Libra. Keep in mind that Mercury turns retro in Taurus on April 21st and doesn't straighten out again until May 14th. It occurs near 8th house. Other people's resources, your partner's income. The 8th also rules the paranormal, so be sure to stay on top of your bills, your credit card companies, your mortgage and insurance. People you haven't seen in years may resurface in your life, and you may have a number of psychic experiences. Follow the rule of the 3 R's, review, revise, and reconsider. On May 5th, the lunar eclipse in Scorpio falls in your 2nd house of income and is opposed by Uranus in Taurus. These eclipses concern internal events, emotions, intuition, and with this opposition, it's likely that someone or something pushes your buttons about money. As a Libra, it's unlikely you'll react in a blatantly negative way. Instead, you'll mull it over, scrutinize it from all angles. Wait until after Mercury turns direct to talk about it. On the 9th, there's a Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus in your 8th house. You may find a stock investment that suits you, but hold off buying it until after Mercury turns direct. Or a check may arrive from some investments you already have made, from an insurance claim or perhaps a refund on a credit card. This one has an element of the unexpected, which may manifest itself psychically. The sextile on the 12th is between Mercury retro in Taurus and Venus in Cancer in your career area, and should work to your benefit professionally. But you may not see the benefits until after Mercury turns direct on the 14th. However, Venus in your 10th house is a sweet spot for career progress. And then we come to the 14th when Mercury turns direct in Taurus. Since it happens late in the day, you may want to hold off celebrating until the 15th. On May 19th, the new moon in Taurus enjoys a sextile from Neptune in Pisces. New opportunities surface in your 8th house. You get the mortgage or cashback credit card you applied for. You have a paranormal experience that intrigues you. With Neptune in the 6th house of daily work, there's an element of spirituality and the paranormal in whatever opportunity you ultimately select. On the 21st, you're reminded that Pluto is now in fellow air sign Aquarius in your 5th house of creativity, children, romance, and enjoyment. The trine between it and the sun in Gemini in your 9th house makes for a pleasant day. You may collaborate on a project with someone who shares your beliefs. You may also start planning an overseas trip. Scorpio. There's a lot of activity this month in Taurus in your 7th house. First, Mercury's retro in that sign and doesn't turn direct until May 14th. So if you and your partner haven't been seeing eye to eye on things, blame good old Mercury. On May 5th, the lunar eclipse in your sign is opposed by Uranus in Taurus. Lunar eclipses tend to trigger internal events, especially when they're in your sun sign. And like any full moon, they often bring news. Thanks to the Uranus opposition, the news may be disturbing, and it's likely to be unexpected. As a fixed water sign, you aren't fond of surprises, especially when they catch you off guard. It may concern your partner, business, or personal. Rather than being confrontational, mull things over and wait until after Mercury turns direct to deal with this. May 9th brings the Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus again. If you're looking for a business partner, this conjunction could bring the right individual into your life. Regardless of how the specific unfolds, this conjunction should trigger unusual ideas, so be sure to jot them down. They could prove useful later. And on the 12th, there's another Taurus aspect. This one is a sextile between Mercury in Taurus and Venus in fellow water sign Cancer in your 9th house. You and a partner may be discussing or emailing about your worldviews, spiritual beliefs, or even about a trip abroad that you would like to take. It's a good day, Scorpio. Take advantage of it. Mercury retro ends on May 14th, late in the day, so celebrate on the 15th. May 19th features another Taurus event. A new moon in that sign that sextiles Neptune in Pisces in your 5th house. The 5th house rules creativity, your kids, romance, and what you do for enjoyment. So the new opportunity should surface in your 7th house of partnerships. If you're looking for a partner, a business partner, this new may bring it. If you're involved in a relationship, the two of you may decide to move in together or get engaged. You may enter an agreement with a client or employer. On the 21st, you're reminded that Pluto is now transiting Aquarius in your 4th house of home, family, or personal environment. It trines the Sun in Gemini in your 8th house. It'll be an interesting day, Scorpio. Something in your home life will be transformed, and the impact will be positive. If your home is on the market, you may get an offer you can't refuse. Looking for a roommate, the right person appears. Sagittarius. Mercury turns direct to Taurus in your 6th house on May 14th, so plan accordingly for this month. Once it turns direct, move forward with all your activities in your daily work routine. On the 5th, there's a lunar eclipse in Scorpio in your 12th house. It's opposed by Uranus. Lunar eclipses are about internal events, emotions, intuition. Someone or something triggers an emotional reaction in you, and thanks to Uranus, it seems to come out of nowhere. Rather than getting confrontational about it, Sag, just take it in stride and mull it over until Mercury turns direct on the 14th. On the 9th, there's a Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus in your 6th house of daily work. This one brings edgy ideas and idiosyncratic people into your experiences, colleagues, clients, employers. Keep track of your ideas, jot them down. They'll come in handy later. You may tackle your daily work differently today with an eye on the future. The 12th brings another positive aspect involving Taurus. A sextile between Mercury and Taurus and Venus and Cancer in your 8th house. Today you make significant strides in your daily work that pays off financially. Your communications are effective in defiance of Mercury retrograde. May 14th, Mercury turns direct. Since it happens later in the evening, celebrate tomorrow. The 19th brings another event in Taurus, a new moon with Neptune and Pisces sextile to it. New moons bring new opportunities, and these are likely to surface in your daily work. It may be connected to whatever you did or achieved on the 12th. With Neptune involved, there's a spiritual or psychic element to the opportunity you choose, and your home family life may be part of it. The 21st reminds you, and all of us, that Pluto is now in Aquarius. This one is in your third house, and today it trines the Sun in Gemini in your seventh house. It looks like you and your business or personal partner are cooking up plans for a communication project of some kind. Pluto is transforming the way you communicate. It's also possible that you may be eyeing different neighborhoods where you might enjoy living. Capricorn. This month, there's a lot of activity with Taurus that includes Mercury turning direct in that sign on May 14th, so plan your activities and travel accordingly. On May 5th, there's a lunar eclipse in Scorpio in your 11th house. Uranus in Taurus, again, in your 5th house, opposes it. Lunar eclipses are about internal events, and with Uranus opposed to this one, it's possible that someone or something pushes one of your buttons. It takes you by surprise and seems to come out of nowhere. You may get huffy and feel confrontational if the button pusher was an individual, perhaps someone in your network of colleagues and friends. But wait until after Mercury turns direct to tackle it, otherwise you may regret it. The 9th features another aspect with fellow Earth sign Taurus, a conjunction of the Sun and Uranus. This one should usher in a flurry of cutting-edge creative ideas. If you work in the arts, you'll love it, and it may change the trajectory of what you're doing. But whatever your creative thrust, keep track of the ideas that flow your way. They'll come in handy later on. The 12th also features another Taurus aspect, a sextile between Mercury retro in Taurus and Venus in Cancer. You and your personal or business partner may be talking about what's next in your relationship. Moving in together, getting engaged, married. The question may be decided after Mercury turns direct on the 14th. The new moon on the 19th is in, you guessed it, Taurus. Neptune and Pisces sextiles it. New opportunities surface in your 5th house, which governs creativity, romance, kids, and what you do for enjoyment and fun. If you've been thinking about starting a family, this new moon may bring about a pregnancy, or you may hear about one. Or your manuscript may be purchased by a publisher, or you sell a piece of art. You get the idea here. Opportunity and ox, you open the door. There's a spiritual or psychic element to the opportunity you select. On May 21st, you're reminded that Pluto is now transiting Aquarius in your second house of income. The Sun in Gemini in your sixth house trines it. This trine may provide you with a chance to do something in your daily work that brings in additional income. You might, for instance, take on an additional responsibility or task, and your client employer is appreciative enough to pay you well. Aquarius. There's a lot of activity this month in Taurus in your fourth house of home, family, your personal environment. And that includes Mercury turning direct in Taurus on May 14th. So if you've been thinking about listing your home for sale or buying a home, wait until after Mercury turns direct. On May 5th, the lunar eclipse in Scorpio falls in your 10th house of career and is opposed by Uranus in Taurus. These eclipses concern internal events, intuition, emotions, and it's possible that someone or something pushes your button. It might be a colleague, employer, a client, or a situation. Whatever it is, it comes out of nowhere and takes you by surprise. Thank you, Uranus, for that. Rather than confrontation, opt for deliberation and wait until Mercury turns direct. On the 9th, the Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus is another beauty. Lots of cutting-edge ideas flow into your life, and some of them may be connected to your home and family. You may decide to renovate your home or put it on the market. Either way, wait until after Mercury turns direct to ensure success. The 12th features another aspect of Taurus, a sextile between Mercury retro in Taurus and Venus in Cancer in your 6th house. This one indicates that you may be communicating frequently with a female colleague at work or with a romantic interest who is female. You may be collaborating on a creative project. Then on May 14th, Mercury turns direct in Taurus, finally. The 19th brings a new moon in Taurus that is sextile by Neptune and Pisces. If your home is on the market, this new moon could bring an offer. Or perhaps someone in your family announces a pregnancy. Or equally possible, you buy a new home, you move. The new opportunities that arrive with this moon are centered around your fourth house. And there's a spiritual or psychic element to the unfolding of events. The sextile from Neptune and Pisces in your second house spells money. On the 21st, you're reminded that Pluto is now in your sign Aquarius. The sun in Gemini in your fifth house trines it. It looks as if a solid creative project lands in your court. Relish it. Pluto is transforming your life from the inside out. Pisces. May has a lot of activity in Earth sign Taurus in your third house. On the 14th, Mercury turns direct in Taurus, releasing you from communication snafus, missed appointments, and mixed-up schedules. On May 5th, there's a lunar eclipse in fellow water sign Scorpio in your ninth house. Uranus in Taurus opposes it. These eclipses tend to push our buttons in some way. A person says something that offends you or hurts your feelings, a situation or event upsets you, and thanks to Uranus, it all seems to come out of nowhere. Wait until after Mercury turns direct to deal with it. The night features a Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. This one should stir up lots of cutting-edge ideas that make their way into your emails, website, newsletter. Jot down the ideas as they come to you. And above all, enjoy the day. There's a sense of excitement. On the 12th, there's another aspect that involves Taurus, a sextile between Mercury retro and Venus and fellow water sign Cancer in your fifth house. In spite of the retro, this one could indicate that you're communicating frequently with a romantic interest or with a client who has a creative endeavor in mind and would like to hire you. Wait until after the 14th to sign any contracts. And then we come to May 14th, Mercury turns direct to Taurus, double yay, go celebrate. There's a new moon in Taurus, that sign again, on the 19th, and Neptune in your sign sextiles it. So the new opportunity should surface in your third house, new communication projects, a move to a new neighborhood, the chance to teach a workshop in your area of expertise. The possibilities are numerous. Neptune has been in your sign for a long time now, deepening your psychic ability and broadening your imagination. The sextile brings those qualities into your creative work. The 21st reminds you and all of us that Pluto is now in Aquarius. For now, it's in your 12th house, transforming your psyche. Today, it's trined by the sun in Gemini in your 4th house. So this puts you in the power seat, Pisces. Use your influence well.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical. Yeah.